Hey, Bonnie, can you tell us a little about yourself?
My name is Bonita Hendrickson, and we live in Buffalo, Minnesota. We've been members of the Rockford congregation since the congregation began. And we have six children, five of which live in this area. And we also have 28 grandchildren and six great-grandchildren.
Very nice. And you're married to?
Richard Hendrickson.
Yep, perfect. So, what comes to mind when you think of God's kingdom?
Well, when I think of God's kingdom, I think of that's our life. Our whole life is surrounded around God's kingdom. It's where, if we need help, help is available all the time, whether it's spiritual help, whether it's just daily help. We always have someone we can turn to and ask questions and get help. If you want comfort, there's always someone nearby you can speak to, or even a phone call. Someone miles away, and the help is available.
Yeah, it's an amazing support system that we have.
Absolutely.
Whether it's someone we just met or someone we've known our whole life.
Yes. And when we know someone is a believer, we automatically can trust them,
Right.
which you don't have with people of the world. You have to be so careful.
Yeah, that's so true. Such a special gift.
Yes.
Can you share a favorite song or Bible verse that comes to mind when you think of Zion and tell why you thought of this portion?
The first thing that came to mind when I thought about this was a song that has been my favorite song for many years. The song is "The Cross May Be a Burden That You Carry." And I was recalling that back when I was working in Saskatoon, that's a few years ago.
Just a couple.
And I rode one of the city buses to work. And every morning I'd hum this particular hymn. I took so much comfort from it. Mainly at that age, for me personally, the world was pretty close. And it seemed like that was my prayer in the morning, is humming this song on the bus. Nobody could hear me anyway. Buses were so loud. And it's always had that special, or I've always had that special thought when it came to this song, and I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a comfort.
Yeah, I agree. It is such a precious song. And even me too, like when I drive to work in the morning, I like to play church songs and sing along with them. And it brings such comfort and peace right away
Peace,
in the morning. And it's just a
yes,
good way to start the day and
exactly.
go into the world like with that kind of peace in your
Yes,
heart and, keeping
right.
faith in the forefront.
And we have so many songs that are just beautiful.
Yeah.
I was paging through the songbook and I thought, oh, I could name lots of songs in here, but this is the song that jumped up right away
Yeah.
when I thought about this, and it's still special to me.
Yeah, it is. And what has God's kingdom meant to you in different phases of life?
Well, I would have to say that it still has been the most important thing for me in any stage that I've gone through. It seems like when you're young, and then when I got married, we had children, there were always questions. I always needed somebody's help. And it just seems like you just automatically, as a believer, you automatically turn to another believer to get those answers. And maybe not even answers, but just being able to talk to somebody else, the comfort.
Yeah, right. Every phase of life we can receive support and guidance, and just even, yeah, our doubts and fears that we can have in every new phase to hear the gospel, to be comforted.
Yeah.
Knowing God is in control and has a plan for each of us always brings so much peace.
Yes.
And how have you experienced the care and love of Zion?
Well, I think I couldn't even begin to express all the care and love we've had. Over the years, we've had some, both Rich and I have had some health issues. We've had children with health issues. And I don't know how we would have made it without God's kingdom. There's been the physical help, at times monetary help. I can't even explain all the help we've had. And actually, it's good to be asked a question like this because it also reminds us how thankful we are to be in God's kingdom. I don't know how we would have survived without God's kingdom.
Right. It can be so easy to get focused on the daily things going on in life that...
Oh, absolutely.
It's just
absolutely
amazing when we pause and think about all the gifts we've been given and how God has blessed our lives.
Exactly. And it's also so important to be going to church when you can. I mean, we all have those times that it's wonderful to be able to listen online, but there's nothing like sitting in church amongst all the believers, even if you don't talk to anybody else, but just the feeling of being sitting there in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
You feel refreshed when you leave.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like sitting front and middle of the church is my favorite spot to sit. Then mm-hmm. when we're singing and I hear all these voices behind
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. And I love singing, but I also love not singing and just listening.
Yeah.
It's the feeling. It's hard to explain, but it's the feeling that comes. And that's when you know you're in the right place.
Yeah. It's just so comforting knowing you're in the middle of this
yes.
block of believers.
Yes, exactly. And thankful. Mm-hmm. I do have family members that aren't believing. And I often think of them at that time. That if they could only feel this.
Yep. They don't know what they're missing out on.
Right, right.
So how do you know this is God's kingdom?
Well, the first thing I think of is peace. The peace that goes with it. And actually, when you look around to how things are changing in the world, it really is drawing us closer and closer to the peace we find in the kingdom.
That's so true.
And also, I was thinking, if you look at like churches, other churches that are in the world, they don't have the peace that we have. Mm-hmm. They have issues that we don't even deal with because we know they're wrong. And it just makes it so, like, God is giving us that feeling that we know it's the right one.
Right. Like it says somewhere in the Bible about he gives the peace not as the world gives.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a different piece.
It's a different piece. It's hard to explain it.
Yeah.
You just feel it.
Yeah, exactly. And how the Holy Spirit unites us.
Yes.
That can't be found anywhere else.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes. Actually, it's kind of interesting because a good part of my life I've worked with the public. And I've worked with a lot of people that are unbelievers. And they also I might mention something about some person that I know in Phoenix or, you know, out Western U.S. And I've gotten the comment, how do you know so many people? That you know them, that you can tell me who they are. And I think, you know, there's another huge blessing.
Yeah.
We do know a lot of people. And the big thing is, when we're in the kingdom, we know them from the heart.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best way to know somebody.
Yes, yes, exactly. And there again, if we need help, we know where to call.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing all your thoughts.